Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob Arey is on the hotline right now, Penguins insider. Hello, Bibbs. How are you, man?
Yeah, I'm great, Chris. How are you making out?
I'm doing all right. My kid sleeps 9 to 10 hours a night at not quite 4 months old, so I'm just like saying that enough times so that when it finally turns bad for me in that regard, I won't be surprised, but I'm getting sleep. That's all that matters.
Okay, yeah, you got to get it now because
I'm in trouble.
You know where it's
going. I mean, kid number two comes down the way here a couple years from now. I guarantee I'm not going to be saying that same thing. By the way, Bob Arey brought to you by Armstrong Business Solutions. I almost feel like, I know there's stuff to talk about with the team, but they just whitewashed a bad team yesterday. They did what you would hope they would do. So I'll instead ask you this. Where does Buffalo rate on the road cities list for you?
It might be behind Winnipeg. It's not one of my favorites. I'd rather go to any Canadian city because I just love the excitement and love the involvement, especially in Winnipeg, where they're a great team. I mean, Ottawa's not a great spot for us. We're not even in the city of Ottawa, so we're way out in a place called Kanata, Ontario. So it's Ottawa's probably down on the list as well.
I'll be honest. I have been to Buffalo. I like that they play both anthems out there because they have a strong Canadian season ticket base. I think that's awesome that they do that there.
Yeah, that was great last night. Yeah.
I love it. My wife and I were watching the game on mute, and we were in a bar, actually. We had the baby with us, so judge us if you will. And we're sitting there, and she goes, why is this anthem taking so long? And she did not know that they played both anthems, or they sang both anthems there. And then when I told her that they did, she actually thought it was cool. But I would have thought, because if you have maybe an off day, or if you're in Buffalo a day early, I am aware that the bars are open there till 4 o'clock, and it's a good kind of blue collar town where they like shot and a beer and some wings. I would think it would be a fun place to go if you have an extra little bit of time.
It would be, but some guys have gotten trouble on that Chippewa Street, so you got to be careful what you're doing out there. But Joe, Starkey could take us around and show us the ways, couldn't he?
Oh, he did. We went up. We did shows up there a couple of years ago, and he showed us around. He took us to his parents' house and all this stuff.
Awesome.
Awesome would also be how I would describe things right now for the Penguins. First, even though it became pretty much a moot point, Bibbs, really into the second period when they erupted for goals, did you like the decision to go with DeSmith yesterday?
Well, how can you argue with anything Mike Sullivan does these days? He's one of the best coaches, if not the best coach in the National Hockey League. So, you got to get Casey DeSmith. You had to get him some action, and that looked like the easiest opponent. You never know when you're going to need the backup. He had not played in 3 weeks. He had not played great in his last few starts, had Casey DeSmith. You need to have your backup going, even though Matt Murray is playing at an elite level here right now for the Penguins. You just have to have everybody going. And now you do have the team feeling pretty good about the fact that if Casey has to go in there, that he can do the job. And for Casey, you get a little confidence in him. So a lot of this team's got a lot of confidence rolling through it right now. And that belief is going to take them a long way and has here in the last couple of weeks.
What has been, besides maybe Sidney Crosby being so good for such a long, sustained period of time this year where he just ratcheted up the play, what have you noticed in this run of, let's just say, 6 of the last 7 or even 7 and 9, for about the last 3 or 4 weeks, what have you noticed that has actually been appreciably different about these guys?
Well, it's a ramped-up level of attention to playing defense. It's really a whole team effort to play defense, insulate the goaltender. Matt Murray's going to make saves. If they're not 2-on-1s or 3-on-1s, he's going to make the save majority of the time. And he's been playing large, big in the net. He looks even bigger when he's challenging up to the top of his crease and has his shoulders, wide. And he's a big, big man in that net at 6'4" with that equipment. And he's looked even bigger. Some guys, they can make themselves look smaller in the cage and can be you know, and not effective at all. And he's effective when he's challenging the way he is. But the center have insulated the defense, you know, with the defense being banged up. They've been able to go back there, play on the right sides of pucks, go in there and being able to communicate with the defense down low to get pucks out of your own zone. And then you're playing with speed. You know, you see all these flip passes, these Murphy dumps, they call them, and area passes where the Penguins can play faster because they're skating into pucks. And Jared McCann's been great. The Florida trade's been great. And Eric Goodbranson's been muscle in the backside. So all these things are working right now. The Penguins are getting victories, and they're just getting better because Brian Rust is coming back and Letang's coming back. So it's going to be a stronger team coming down the stretch, and all systems are go right now.
McCann is young. What is his – he's only 22. If you had to try to project what he's shown you so far and what you think he could be with this franchise, what does he look like to you? Because he looks to me, the layman here, like a real promising player, like essentially like a steal right now.
Well, it does look like a steal. It kind of reminds me of myself a little bit when I started out. I played underage as a 19-year-old for the Penguins. The team was bad. I played on a bad hockey team in 83, 84 before Lemieux. And then they sent me to the minors. McCann went down to the minors. He had to toil around in the minors a little bit in his second and third year here just to find himself and find his game and find some confidence. I went down to Baltimore, played 65 games there in you know, my second year. So it was really tough. I didn't know if I was going to make it. But then I got a chance to come back up and play some hockey. I got a chance to play with Lemieux, and now McCann's getting a chance to play with Sidney Crosby. He's got speed. He's able to get in there on the forecheck. He's defensive-minded. He can take faceoffs if you need him to be. But he's 6'1". He's able to get the pucks, and he's got a good shot, much better shot than I had. He's able to finish off some of these plays. So what I see from McCann is a 22-year-old that was in a bad situation. Now they are giving him all the confidence in the world. I don't know ultimately where he's going to end up. It looks like he's going to stay with that Guentzel unit with Crosby. But ultimately, down the road, who knows? He could also play on a third line where they expected him to play when he came here as a member of the Penguins, and is where I ended up eventually as a third line type guy on a winning hockey team that won Stanley Cups. But McCann, the ceiling, you know, is the limit right now. And, you know, I don't want to limit any of these guys. I love the fact that Mike Sullivan hasn't limited these guys. Let them limit themselves. Don't tell them where they can be pigeonholed. I hate coaches that, you know, pigeonholes players, don't give them a chance to flourish. And I love the opportunities they're getting, and they're taking it.
A couple more minutes with our Penguins Insider Pens analyst, Bob Airy, here on the PM team. Were you, like me, happy watching it when Evgeny Malkin looked like he was maybe going to scrap last night, and then at a point in time he said, not worth it. Like, I was holding my breath, I'll be honest, because all I could imagine was a punch being thrown, and there, right as this team's cooking, they decide that, or he ends up, you know, going on the shelf for some period of time.
I don't know. It's funny. I don't think about those things when they're happening. You know, I thought he threw a punch there. He was probably wondering why he didn't get at least 5 minutes, so maybe he could get the Gordie Howe hat trick. But I know what you're saying. You know, the game before that, we saw Crosby get involved a little bit with Ovechkin. These things are going to happen. These guys are emotional hockey players. That's what makes them great. And, you know, it really does. It's like Chris Letang. He gets into it. Malkin gets into it. Crosby gets into it here and there. We don't like to see it, but they do. I mean, we have enough video of those guys dropping their gloves and throwing punches. And it doesn't always end up right, does it? I mean, these guys can get injured at times. But that's what makes them champions. That's what makes them great, is being able to play with that kind of emotion. And to do it in your 30s, it's really something to me that these guys can play at this level with the type of training and discipline that they have off the ice to be able to keep doing it on the ice. It's amazing, and the Penguins have just been fortunate to have these guys under the roof for this many years.
Bibbs, I'll let you go on this one. How tough is it? Can you describe sort of how tough it's going to be, or the delicacy involved, if there is any, when you hear that Letang and Rust are both, it looks like, very close to coming back now, in terms of how Mike Sullivan reintegrates both guys and conversations that are had with somebody who's going to find themselves being the odd man out?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's going to be tough for those players who have done such a great job, but they've earned, you know, they've earned the next step back into the lineup. You know, Trotman will probably come out for Letang, and you'll see Russ go in, and, you know, Blandizzi will come out, and you'll move Bluger down to that fourth line. the depth, you know, what these guys have showed along the way here, you know, they've improved their standing in the organization and in the minds of Mike Sullivan. And all you can do is control the controllables, as he would say, and that's true. You play to the best of your ability when you're on the ice, and you hope that, you know, if there's an injury or somebody's scrapped or they want to make a choice or decision down the road, that you're right there. You're right there on the top of their heads. And for the guys that are going to come out of the lineup, for a coach, it's not an easy decision, but it's not easy to talk to the players, tell them they're not going to be in the lineup. But I think for a coach, you know that's part of your job, and it's just the way it is. And for Mike Sullivan, that'll be just the way it is when guys have to come out of the lineup, and that could be tomorrow afternoon.
Bibbs, we'll talk to you again next week. A pleasure as always, and we'll avoid Chippewa Street if we're in Buffalo anytime soon.
Well, you don't have to. Just you know, just be careful. Just be careful.
Sounds good.
And talk to you next week.
Thanks, Bibbs.
All righty. See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.